Blog Talk Radio.
Well, blessing, 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 blessing.
Thank y'all for coming on tonight. This is your host, LaShawn, Prophet LaShawn from Texas. I pray y'all had a blessed week, a great week. I just welcome you on. Thank you for tuning in tonight, Friday. My God, Friday, October the 27th, 2023. Thank you for calling in. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get into the word. I was not, you know, I wasn't going to decide to get on here tonight, but I say, let me just get on here tonight, encourage the people, because you never know who need prayer. I'm talking about people that really, really need prayer. People really, really need an encouraged word from the Father. And so I decided to come on here. I'm asking everyone that's on here to listen, please keep our family in your prayer. We lost a family member last night. That's the reason why I, you know, wasn't going to decide to come on. But, hey, we continue to move. You know, we got to continue on. Some of y'all know that we have been through some things back to back, and I continue with the show. So keep our family in prayer. And matter of fact, we're going to pray for those who lost loved ones on this week. Those who are have, you know, I get phone calls to pray for people in their family that's in the hospital that's battling cancer serious that the doctor then gave up on them. So we have to continue to pray, give the things to the Father, because there are things going on every day. You know, nothing should catch us by surprise, because we should know the season and the hour we are in. So I want to give a word, and I ask that y'all, each and every one that got their hand up, to be considerate, respect the time, because I want to get on here, give a word, pray for people, and go ahead and end the show tonight. So please, you know, be respectful of other callers that have their hands up. I do not want to be on here too long tonight unless the Holy Spirit just, you know, just lead me to be on here. You know, when we ask the Father to come in and have his way and we get ourselves out the way, the Holy Spirit really, really do take over. I am a witness to that. But I want to give a word, and then I'm going to go ahead and release the phone to call. What I've been hearing all week is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I know that Bible verse very well. And even when we go to Exodus 14 and 13, some of you call on here and some of you have been part of the wall of prayer. And I always tell people, write these Bible verse down and go read it for yourself. That's the only way you're going to have a relationship with the Father. You start reading it for yourself. Just don't take my word. You got to go read, because the word tells us you got to show yourself. You got to prove yourself that you're reading the word, you're taking time out, spending with the Father. And if we go to Exodus 14 and 13, this one, Moses was leading the people through the wilderness. And we know the story. I'm not going to go into the details about the story. But he went to Pharaoh, asking Pharaoh to let the people go because they was in captivity. And so he used Moses to go, you know, guide the people to, you know, the land to be blessed and land flowing with milk and honey. It just want the people that was you know, it was other people, and Goshen also had connect. You know, like I say, you have to go read the story for yourself. But Moses was leading the people through the wilderness, and they was walking in fear, especially when they seen Pharaoh and his army coming after them. They heard the chariot and the horses, and they could feel the ground shaking, and they look and see Moses and
it just wasn't Moses. It was a lot of them coming after them. So they got very scared. They started walking in fear and started giving Moses a hard time. Just imagine all these people yelling at Moses, "You brought us out here to die. We could have stayed in Egypt. At least we could have had a burial, you know, back in Egypt. You brought us out here to die." When they seen the sea, the thing they feared, because they seen all this bottle of water in front of them. "Now, what you going to do now, Moses? We going to die here. They going to kill us. And then we go back, they really going to work us, you know." And they was giving Moses a hard time. And so Moses looked, and Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egypt who you have seen today, you should see them again no more forever." So the key word that I want to share with y'all, fear not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When we stand still, I know we have problems we deal with everyday problems. All of us have problems. We deal with our finance, we deal with our children, dealing with marriage, we dealing with even people, co-workers, we deal, you know, with everyday life. We trying to figure this out, we trying to figure that out, why we here, why we there. We do all this. I've been there and still is going there. But when you go through your trials and tribulation, the Holy Spirit, even he send the angels. You got the message, the missioner angels that come give you a word. The Holy Spirit minister to you. And when you get in his word, or you worship, or you just being still, he will guide you. He's going to direct you. He's going to direct you what you need to do. But you have to stand still. You have to be strong in the word of God. Stand still. You have to have faith. You have to have faith that the Father going to see you through to the end. Stand still. You're going to have peace. Stand still is you're not going to waver. Stand still. You might wobble, or you might get on, you know, go out of line, like a, you know, car when it need alignment. When you know when your car need alignment, the car going to start going to, it will move a different direction besides going straight. So we stand still and see. Everybody can't see the salvation of the Lord. But when you know who team you on, and when you on the winning team, and you know that he fights your battle, you know you're going to see the expecting end according to Jeremiah 29:11. You're going to see it. You might not see it next week. You might not see it 2 weeks. You might not see it in 3 weeks. It might take you a month. It might take you a month. It might take some of us. We do it to ourselves, and it take a little bit longer. But if you stand still me, I trust you. Even if I see this big water in ahead of me, even though I got to cross over to the other side, because just like the Israel, they had to cross over to the other side. Just like us, even Jesus, they let us go to the other side. On the other side, when you get to the other side with Christ, and you're going to have your peace, you will see the salvation of the Father. Some of y'all might not understand what I'm saying tonight. That's just like when I was a babe in Christ. A lot of stuff I did not get in the beginning. But more I start studying and more I spend time with him, everything started lining up. I start getting wisdom and knowledge. I start getting the understanding of his word. In order for you to get the understanding of the word, you got to spend time with the word. I'm going to say it again. In order for you to get an understanding of the word, you got to spend time with the word. And who is the word? We know who is the word, because in the beginning was what? The word. In the beginning was the word. Even John, in the book of John, in the beginning was the word. The word came here in flesh form, which we know him as today, Yahshua, Jesus Christ. He is the word. He the true word. He's the bread. He's the meat. He's the cup that you need to drink from. So, and sometimes you have to really, really, many times I had to read the book over, over, over. I had to read one chapter again and again until I get a revelation. What do it really mean? When you seek him, you're going to find him. When you knock, the door will be open. But a lot of people get a misunderstanding. They looking for the miracle. They looking for the salvation, but they not willing to do the work. You have to do the work. That means you got to walk in faith. You got to walk in peace. It's so much stuff going on and stuff going on in the atmosphere. Our body's being affected by it. You know, you getting hit when you praying and intercede for other people. And sometimes you just get so wore down, beat down. A lot of intercessors, a lot of prophets, watchmen, they really do get beat down. They pick up the filthy garment of their family. They pick up the filthy garment of other people. They begin to pick up false burdens from other people, from other family members. But if you stand still, Moses told him, as of today, you will not see your enemy no more. I don't care who coming after you, who lying on you, what they saying about you. They can keep coming. They can keep thinking. They can to try to tear you down, whatever they doing. When you stand still, see the salvation of the Lord, you ain't going to see them no more. Trust me, you will not see them no more. Some of these enemies is only there just for a season. Some of them don't even be there just for a season, just for one day or so. Don't get yourself too worked up. When you get yourself worked up, that means you're not trusting God. When you're trying to fight the battle, okay, the Father's going to let you do it. He's going to sit back and let you do it. He'll sit back and let you fall. He'll sit back and let you fall in that hole. He's not going to make none of us do anything that we are not willing to do. It's your responsibility to get in your word. It's your responsibility to seek him. It's not my responsibility to seek him for you. It's not my responsibility to pray for you all the time when you're not praying for yourself. You have to have a prayer life. You have to have a relationship. You got to seek him. You got to walk, you got to work out your own household salvation with fear and trembling. And so that's all I want to share with y'all. You have to stand strong. He can't, you don't need no weak soldier. This ain't the season for weak soldiers. No. Because if you can see in the spirit and you ask God to open your eyes. Open your eyes so you really can see this thing is going so fast. It's going fast. He's requiring the forerunner to come forth. He's requiring the gatekeeper, the watchman. He's requiring the intercessor to stand up and pray because he already know what's coming ahead. The baton will pass from you. If you don't want to do it, he'll pass the baton to the next one. Because this time is speeding up. It's speeding up. It's speeding up. This storm is going to pass. If you let Yahweh do it, it's going to pass. It's not going to last long. But it'll last long if you try to put your hands on it and want to do it your way. But if you follow his instruction and walk in obedience, keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your, not on your situation. That's how you stand still. You keep your eyes on Christ, which we know where our help really come from. Our help don't come from man. But if we keep our eyes on the hill, which come our help, we keep our eyes on Christ. We can keep our eyes on what he want us to do. Some things he want us to do will not feel comfortable. It's going to make you uncomfortable, especially for those who are going through transition. It's going to feel uncomfortable when you got to, I'm going to say it, some of y'all have these calling on your life when you been outgrown where you at.
It's time to move. It's time to move forward. But some of us just stuck, don't want to be moved forward because we didn't got too comfortable. We got too comfortable. New things, like the song say, greater. If you want to walk in your greatness and you want greater to come, sometimes you got to transition. Sometimes you got to relocate. Sometimes you got to cut some things off. When the Father begin to cut, when he says it's time to cut, I'm separating you, and that separating, let me tell you, I'm a witness, separation don't feel good. Because you're going to think you by yourself. You're thinking you walking this thing out by yourself. But you're never by yourself. That's the reason why Psalms 91 tell us he given charge. That Psalm 91, Psalms 27, Psalms 23, Psalms 118. Every word in that Bible is not for everybody, because people would not choose this day who they going to serve. So if you want to say, when you pray Psalms 91, it's only for certain people he's talking about. Come on. Some of y'all don't like that, but I told y'all, this is Yahweh Radio. We're going to speak the truth, because none of y'all, if you own her, you would never get a chance to say you don't know it. Yeah, you do. If you on this radio, you're going to know the truth, because I'm going to speak the truth. Speak the truth. You can't keep saying, I don't know, I don't know. Yes, you do. Only way you don't know, if you on, okay, yeah, I know I said. Only way you ain't going to know, if you up here on this line and you doing everything else, you all on your phone, on Facebook, and you and the word just going over your head, but you don't have the ear to hear exactly what's going on. You ain't even paying attention. That's the only way you ain't going to know. And you only going to pay attention when your line get unmuted, because you want a word. But the word itself is in his word. The word is in Exodus. The word is in Genesis. The word is in Luke, Mark, John. The word is in Revelation. Come on, the word is in Zechariah. The word is in 1 Timothy. The word is from the beginning to the end. The word is in the book of Proverbs. The word, he is the word. The word is in even in Ezekiel, Isaiah, Jeremiah. These prophets, minor prophets, Medecai, it's all in his word. So when we teaching, we are teaching the word. And some of you don't want that teaching. You want a prophecy. Well, if you have knowledge of what prophecy really is, it's his word. It's his word. And we should always be thirsty for the true word of Yahweh. Always. Always. That's the reason why a lot of people keep going around the mountain in the whirlpool. Holy Spirit, okay. That's why people keep calling about the same thing. Because if you have a true prophet, a true pastor, a true evangelist, or whatever they call it, and they are speaking the true word of God, it's for yourself to go back and study. It's for yourself to eat the word. It's for yourself to take the word and break bread with the Father daily. He said, break bread with him daily. If you drink from this cup, the cup that he have, the cup of righteousness, the cup of truth, the cup of peace. If you drink from this cup, you will never thirst again. You want to bless those who thirst for righteousness, that they shall be filled. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Many people want to bypass and not seek first. It's they seek first the kingdom and his righteousness. When you do that, and then you can go to the book of Psalm 91. He giving you angel charge over you. I just told somebody today. Okay.
You saying the angel have charge over you, but you go into these places. Let me tell you something. When God begin to show you, when the Holy Spirit begin to show you things in the spirit, them angels ain't fit to go with you in some places, because some angels is fighting a battle for you. And they know better not to go in certain places. They going to warn you, don't go over there, don't go there. But you go over there, they ain't going with you. Because now you're walking in disobedience. You ain't even following direction. You're not even following instruction. You doing things your way. And you have been set up. Those angels, we know throughout the word, the angels fighting on your behalf. They fighting for your life. They fighting for your peace. They fighting for your health. They fighting for your marriage. They fighting for your children. They are constantly fighting, because when you pray, when you have faith, you pray, you walk in faith, you believe. And when you pray, I'm telling you, certain prayers move the hand of Yahweh. I have seen it in the vision. When you got to know how to pray, got to know what to pray, how to pray and when to pray, those angels begin to move. Okay, let's go back to the book of Exodus, what we were talking about. When Moses told them to be still, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, what happened? Some of y'all should know this. If you read the book of Exodus, when he told them, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. See, these enemies that's coming after you, you ain't going to see them no more. So when Moses said that, what happened? What happened? The sea parted. What happened? They went through the sea. Just imagine you going through this sea that he raised up his staff and part the sea. They walking through the sea. I could just imagine they probably seen some fishes and they trying to help you get through that sea, because they don't know when that sea going to close up on them. They trying to get, they hurrying up through that sea. But just imagine this big old sea that you didn't seen before it departed. It was a body of water. Now you can walk through it on ground. Just imagine how big the water, the waves was, and what they seen. Well, when the Egypt, them trying to come after them, what did the Father do? He commanded those angels to go behind. The angel was in head of them, the Israel. They was in head. But now the angel went behind them to fight their enemy. Somebody better catch that. Some of you, your angel will march behind you to fight every enemy. They will drown them like fish food, eat them up like fish food. The angel that was walking with Moses in the Israel, they was in front of them, but they was gave order to go in back of them. And when they went in back of them to fight the enemy, when Pharaoh and his army realized, okay, something about to happen, this sea is about to close up, they tried to turn around. Somebody better catch this in the spirit. They tried to turn around, but when they tried to turn around, them angels locked the wheel to where they couldn't turn around. You better watch who you're trying to chase. You better be careful who you're trying to chase after, because the angel went in back of them, and there's no way they was getting out of that. Just like God told Moses, they ain't going to see them no more. This is going to be the last time they see their enemy. They will not be chased by their enemy no more. They will not be in captivity no more. They will not be tormented no more. So when they tried to turn back, they could not turn back, because the angel locked the wheel to where they could not go back. And then they drowned. You worrying about something when you know the Father fighting your battle. Why is you worrying? Because he's going to take care of everyone that's coming after you.
Don't worry about them bills. Don't worry about your children. Don't worry about nothing. You stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your word this afternoon, tonight. I'm talking about this afternoon. And, Father God, as I begin to pray for your people, you know what they need, Father God. Father God, if you got a word for them, but we always pray your true word. We always pray your true word. And so, Father God, I thank you. I ask that you continue to speak through me. I die to flesh, Father God. I decrease so you can increase and you have your way up on tonight. Like I said earlier, please take consider. Just give me your prayer request. If you got a prayer request, we'll pray because I do want to end the show early tonight. Two five one 623. Man, who's calling? Where you calling from? Hello.
Hello, my name is Kimberly Rivers, and I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama. And good afternoon. And Latrice had me to call in. She said it was a word from the Lord for me for tonight. And I just wanted to know. You know, I told her, I said, Latrice, I'm real busy with my homework assignment that's due in the morning, but I know it's going to be done.
Amen.
I just pray for my strength in the Lord.
Okay. And what was your name again?
Kimberly Rivers.
Kimberly.
And
well, Kimberly.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
And Latrice Ward, she had me to call you tonight.
Okay.
From Mobile.
Okay, thank you for calling in. God bless you. Well, was that a specific prayer that you wanted? I know you saying, you know, for God to strengthen.
I need strength more than anything in my health, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, just the ability to have the energy to do the things that he has called me to do and that, I know with that ability, I'll be able to complete tasks that I have to do also.
Amen. Father God, I just thank you for your daughter, Kimberly. Father God, I just ask that she will continue to hold on to your word, that when she stands still, she will see the salvation of you, Father God. And Father God, that she will understand and she will walk, that this word, we declare and decree that you are her salvation. You are her strong tower. Father God, we just speak peace, Father God. Father God, every heavy load that she's trying to carry, I just ask that she will release it unto you. Father God, I ask that you just strengthen her body. Father God, I pray over her health. Father God, I just speak that you will just touch her body, Father God. Father God, everything, you know, we come against, you know, tension, headache, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, attention, headache, Father God, even her blood pressure, Father God. Blood pressure will go into normal range, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, I just ask that you even give her wisdom on food, give her wisdom on natural stuff that she can do, Father God. I command that blood pressure to go down to normal.
Yes.
Right now, I command circulation in her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father God, I speak to her spirit, man, that she shall be in good health as well as her soul prosper. I speak to the spirit, man, that it is well with her soul, Father God.
Yes.
Father God, you tell us to be anxious for nothing.
Yes,
and so, Father God, everything that's trying to weigh the heaviness that's upon her, Father God, I ask that you clothe her in a coat of worship, that she will worship you and everything that she's trying to carry in this hour. The Father said you don't have to carry it no more. Release it unto him. And so, Father God, I thank you for healing her body, healing her mind. And Father God, we rebuke that infirmity that's trying to attack her body.
Yes, God.
Father God, I come against, I pray and stand, and I speak healing even in her back area.
Oh, yes, God.
In her legs. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, that this will be an hour. Father God, even when she drink water, that everything that's trying to claw up in her body, that when she drink more water, that it begin to flush out right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Father,
Lord.
I thank you for the mind, Father God, that she should think clearly, Father God. And Father God, I ask that you speak to her, Father God, as she begins to pray, because you know how to pray. And so, Father God, you heard every prayer that she then cried out to you, even concerning her family, concerning her children. Father God, you heard every prayer and you seen every tear. And so, Father God, you're working it out. You're working it out. It's working it out for your good. And so, Father God, I thank you for restoring everything that's in her life, Father God. Don't give up. Don't wave the towel. But just trust him. Give it to him and say, this is yours, Father God. You know how to handle it better than I can. And I thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
I pray y'all can hear me because I just called back. Let's see. Which one it is. Okay. No, come on here. Let's see. Come on. Please don't start texting me. Okay, I hope they can hear me now. Let's see, where's the 251 number? Hope they call back. Let's see, I'm going to do my call back in. Let's see. Hello? Okay, I think that's it now. Let's see. I hope they call back. I wonder if y'all can hear me because I got disconnected. And so I pray that y'all can hear me. I think I got two things up and I need to close one of them. We got a new computer, and I'm trying to see how to use this computer. I need to close one. Okay, I pray. Remember, I'm just going to unmute a line just to see. I hope they call back. 734, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, all right. I'm going to meet you back. Give me a second. Okay, I do apologize about that. I do pray that the lady will call back. Yeah, I end up getting disconnected. So I just pray that everybody, she'll call back. If not, let's just go to the next caller. I sure hate it that happens. Sometime, y'all, sometime, you know, network, it'll go down like that. So 734-672, that's who's calling. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Jennifer, and I'm calling from Michigan.
Hey, Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Okay. Is there a special prayer request you have?
I would just say that the Lord would provide for me and my family financially.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, yeah, just direction with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, give me a second. I'm trying to see if the lady is calling back. Okay. So, Father God, we thank you for Jennifer. You say your name is Jennifer? We thank you, Father God, for Jennifer. We thank you for what you're doing, Father God. She is seeking guidance, Father God, for her and her family. Father God, I ask that you just give her, you know, just provide what she needs, financial help, Father God, the wisdom and knowledge that she needs to even go to the next assignment. You know, a lot of time our household is our assignment. You know, a lot of people fail to realize that your own household can be a assignment for you. So whatever assignment that the Father held for you in this hour, in this season, that I just ask that he give you wisdom and give you that clarification, that you would know without a shadow of a doubt, that he would give you that assurance that you were in the right place, what you need to be at with him. And Father God, I just ask that you just cease the gospel, cease all the murmuring, cease, you know, that it will come to a place where she will have peace, Father God, that she will walk with you in this season, Father God, that she will trust you. And, she, you know, like having a conversation, Father, what do you think about this? Should I do this? Should I go here? Do I need to do this? That you will start having that type of relationship with him, to ask him, to trust him, that he would never leave you and he would never forsake you, that you would know, daughter, I got you. Just trust me. Just get off the boat and walk on the water. I'm not going to let you drown. I'm not going to let your family drown. It might seem like everything is turned upside down, but in due season, peace is going to hit your household. You shall have peace. The tears that you cried, it will be a year that you are going to reap. You're going to reap something good. You will have the tears of joy. So count it all joy that the Father is working it out in your behalf, and you have favor from him. So start receiving it, start declaring, decree it over your life. The favor of the Lord is upon me and my household. Spike what it look like, spike what I see, but the favor of the Lord is with me. We have favor, not only from heaven, but we have favor from man. So, Father God, I thank you, and I thank you for the newness. I thank you for the greatness that you are going to give unto your daughter, that this will be an hour that she shall walk in her fullest, the full potential. I don't know if you thought about doing your own business. What is this? I don't know if you want to do your own business, but step out a little bit more. Lord, step out in faith, knowing that God is going to supply your needs. And just go ahead with the vision that you have. Go ahead, ask God to give you give you more clarification, give you more provision, but step out more. Trust. Don't second guess your own self. Trust yourself. Step out more. Ask God to give you wisdom with the finance help. Ask him to give you more clarification where you should go. If you need to get a loan, what do you need to do? He will give you direction or even some grants for your business. So I just ask God to grant you access, the access that you really need in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Wow, thank you so much. And yeah, definitely spot on, because I was just talking to my husband about wanting to start a business. Well, I've been wanting to start a business for a while.
Wow.
So yeah, I've just been praying that the Lord would show me how and what to do.
And he definitely will. Keep asking him for that wisdom of how you should go by and pay attention to what he, and I just ask that he send you divine helpers that's going to help you, really help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's so true.
Amen. Was there
Amen.
Anything else?
Thank you so much. I don't think so. I think that's just the main thing. We're moving too, so that's a little stressful at the moment. But yeah, other than that, I know God is faithful, so.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed night.
Amen. God bless you and have a blessed night.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of people dropped off, but we'll see if they call back. Okay. 442-242. Matthew's calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi. It's Davetta and Sonia.
Alabama.
Yes.
I talked to y'all before, right? Where y'all calling from again?
I'm from Alabama.
Alabama, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Huh?
Sonia, you on here?
Yes.
Oh, how y'all doing?
I'm right.
She done had another stroke since you last prayed for her.
Really?
Yeah, but she's coming around pretty good.
Hmm.
I think it was witchcraft.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Possible.
Well, we thank the Father for what he's doing. We thank the Father for what he's doing. We thank the Father for what he's doing. Okay, give me a second.
Okay.
No, give me a second. No, you better quit whining. No. Okay, I'm sorry about this. I had to let the dog out. I tell you, I thank the Father. He's so awesome. Father God, I'm just asking for the healing anointing. And I don't know who is this got this headache. So Father God, I just ask that you touch the person that's dealing with a headache. And I bind and I rebuke that mind-binding headache, mind-binding tension headache. I command it to leave that body right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for your healing. And we speak that no weapon formed against us, it shall not prosper.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Oh, is there a special, I don't know, all of a sudden I start getting this headache. So I want to come stand against this headache.
Right.
Is there a special prayer request you have?
Is this Sonia? You on here?
Yeah.
You got a special request?
Yeah, the man's good. To my left side, I'm having trouble every night. It's what since I had the stroke, my left side, my hands, and my lips.
You moving, Sonya? You couldn't hear the last thing you said.
My hands and my left foot keep swelling, and I want my hand and my feet to be totally restored, and my throat to be restored.
Yes, Lord.
Okay. She said her, oh, you might have to help me out. So I'm trying to hear what she's saying.
She said her hand and her left foot keeps swelling. That's the side that she had the stroke on.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not able to really move that left side. Mm-hmm. But she said it's just started swelling on her, the left hand and the left foot, and she wants God to totally restore her left side and her throat.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Well, Father God, I just ask that you just, Holy Spirit, we trust you, Father God, and we believe in your word, Father God, and we come into contact with you, Father God, because it tells us who can separate us from the love of Christ? No infirmity,
yes,
no principality. And so, Father God, as we come and stand for your daughter, Father God, I ask that you restore her, Father God.
Totally
I ask
restore,
that you touch
God.
Her body, Father God, that there will be no backlash, Father God. This is not the plan
Holy
that you God, have for her. The plan that you
not
have for
plan.
Her, Father God, is good. And the plan that you
yes.
have for her is to be in good health as well as
yes,
her
God.
Soul prosper. Father God, I just
yes.
speak, Father God, that you give her new blood transfusion. Let the blood
yes,
transfusion
God.
Come from heaven. Let the blood transfusion
yes,
go through her vein, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Father
yes,
God,
Lord.
Everything that's trying, I command circulation on
yes.
the left side, that her blood
yes,
will
God.
Begin to flow through every order in her heart, Father God. Give her a new heart. You the surgical, Father God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch the left side of her brain.
Yes,
I command her oxygen level to flow in her brain. Father God, I speak that she will get feelings
yes,
back
God.
In her hand, back in her feet, Father God.
Yes,
oh, Father God,
God
I
Open
ask that let your
like...
blood, let the new
yes.
blood transfusion flow through her body. Father God, I ask that you touch her throat. Father God, touch her
restore her voice and let her voice be for your kingdom to pray for the sick, Father God, to speak your word, to declare and decree it, not even for the people, but over herself in her own household. Father God, I ask that you just touch her body right now. Father God, we burn up everything that's not of you. The infirmity,
yes,
Father God, did not come from you. This did not come from you, Father God. And Father God, the question that she keep asking, why, Father God? Oh, Father God, you are good, Father. You are awesome, Father. And your plan is to restore her. Your plan is for her to be in good health. Your plan is for her soul to be at rest, and her soul will be all well with her soul, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you that you are going to strengthen her bone. We prophesy to her bone to come alive, to live, to have life and life abundantly, the life that you promised, Father God. That it be well with her. It will be well with her.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father God, we just speak that the fire of God will hit her left side, the fire of healing, to hit her on the inside, to restore everything, Father God, that she shall walk again. Father God, we command every inflammation, every swelling to leave her body right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Father God, everything that's coming against her throat, her vocal, Father God, we just speak that it will restore. Father God, I ask that you give her even wisdom of things that she should eat, wisdom of things that she should take.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I speak to the arteries that's in around her heart, the arteries that's in her neck, the arteries that's in her body. Father God, we just ask that the blood will circulate in the name of Jesus. There will not be no stiffness in her arteries, no plaque in her arteries. I command every plaque to leave out of her orders. And Father God, I just speak that every valve around her heart, every heart valve, that it begin to work properly in the name of Jesus. We command every plaque built up to leave right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing the
body. Let me ask you something. Thank you, Jesus. Did they say that you have nodules around your throat?
I'm not sure. When I first went into the hospital, I was in intensive care.
She was in intensive care.
And I don't know what they told me. I don't remember nothing.
She don't remember,
But they kept on trying to make me swallow, and I couldn't swallow. So as I went to rehab, I had to take another test. I took two swallowing tests. I failed them. And this lady at the rehab, she actually pulled out my pig tube. They was feeding me in my stomach. I went back to the hospital. And this time, I went to a different hospital. So that woman wouldn't let me pass. She told me, you ain't passing me. And when I went back, I passed the test.
Did you understand what she was saying?
Okay, can you tell me what she was saying? I know she said she went.
She was saying, she said she went to, I think she went to rehab. They put a tube in her stomach, so they were tube feeding her because she wasn't able to swallow. So they had to keep testing her to see if she could swallow. And where she was, the lady was like, she didn't want her to pass the test for swallowing. They just wanted to keep the tube in. So she went somewhere else. And when they tested her, she was able to swallow, and they removed the tube. But
yep. The tube still here.
The tube's still there, but you're able to swallow.
Yeah, but
okay.
I just got somebody to take it out, because I'm in the Alabama now.
So you, yeah, you could probably go to Birmingham. That's going to be the best place. We'll talk about that. But
happened? What happened with her throat? Did they say that she had some
stroke?
Nauseous around a stroke.
She don't know. You know, and you know, nobody told me anything. She said she don't remember.
Right.
I had that. Aneurysm.
Okay.
At the same time. Did you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
You heard
I
what
did.
She said. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I did. Yes, ma'am. Oh, are you on high blood pressure medicine?
Yeah.
If you haven't been to the doctor since you've been here, you need to go get checked out, because sometimes the swelling can come from the medicine, or, you know, it could come from inactivity when you're not active enough, or, you know, it could be other issues. You want to rule all of that stuff out and just make sure you can be active. Be active as you can.
We could get some cayenne pepper and take cayenne pepper. You can take it with lemon, and you can take it with olive oil.
What kind of pepper?
Cayenne pepper.
Yeah, take it with some lemon juice and some olive oil. Even you can put some on a paper towel with some olive oil or coconut oil, put it at the bottom of your feet and wrap it up and put some socks on it, and you can sleep with it at night. But take some cayenne pepper, because they get your circulation. Green tea circulates get your blood and stuff circulated, get the swelling out. Green tea, cayenne, force your blood pressure. You want to get some magnesia. Make sure you be taking some magnesia. Make sure you're taking magnesia. Make sure you're taking omega-3.
I'm going to have to write that stuff down, because she's not going to remember all of that. And then she's probably going to have to talk to her son about getting those things for her, you know, because she's
you write them down and
text. Yeah, I'm getting ready to, I'm writing now. I didn't know she was going to say that much. Okay, now you say do what with the cayenne pepper?
Take it with some lemon, some olive oil, and take it.
Cayenne, lemon, and olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Like a tea?
Take it in the morning and take it at night.
Are you saying take it like a tea
Well, what she can do is squeeze the lemon. She can squeeze the lemon, put some pinch of Kanye. Even she can put the Kanye on her tongue. It'll get in her bloodstream real fast.
Okay, lemon and olive oil. Okay.
Yeah.
And then what else? You said for the circulation?
Yeah, she can put it on the paper towel and put it at the bottom of her feet, too.
Okay.
And sleep with it with some socks. Because they make the blood, pull the blood what all it need to go.
Okay. Cover with socks. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing, pepper, cayenne, lemon, and olive oil.
Or not, just the cayenne with olive oil. Put that in the bottom of her
okay.
And she want to get some magnesia.
Magnesia. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And get some magnesium. Yeah, that's good for blood pressure. Regulating blood pressure.
Yep. And make sure she's taking some omega-3s. There are some more stuff out there just to get her, want to get her blood right.
Yeah, that's the best thing, the herbs, if she can,
green tea.
Instead of doing green tea.
Green tea, cinnamon.
Yep, cinnamon is good for blood pressure and sugar.
Ginger and garlic.
Ginger and garlic.
Ooh. Well. She can put ginger, garlic, and lemon in a bottle of water, let it sit, and drink it every day.
You say ginger, lemon, and garlic
mm-hmm.
in a bottle of water?
Yep. Let it sit overnight, let her drink it.
Okay. In water.
And make sure she's moving around.
Okay. You know, she like to let me talk to her son or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I give them this here. Let it sit overnight. Okay. And then drink it.
Yeah.
With exercise and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I got all of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The garlic and lemon. Okay. Green tea, cinnamon, omega-3s, magnesium, cayenne, lemon, and olive oil. She can put it on her tongue and do the cayenne and lemon oil. I mean, cayenne and olive oil and put it on the paper towel. And then
mm-hmm.
put it on her foot and cover up her socks with her own socks.
Mm-hmm.
I got it all.
And so, Father God, we just pray that when she began to take these supplements, that you'll give her more things that she need to eat or she don't need to eat. And, Father God, we just ask that you give the right doctors, Father God, that's going to help her.
Yes,
we just rebuke these sorcery. We rebuke everything that's coming through the medicine, Father God. Father God, we ask that you give her the right medicine to do what it needs to do, nothing more and nothing less, you know.
Yes,
Father
God,
I just pray that you will give her a doctor that will give, they give, you know, that's going to be right, Father God, not to just put her on anything, because some of the medicine
will cause
you to have stroke. So we bind and we rebuke any serious sign effect from the medicine, Father God. And I ask that you give her wisdom if the medicine, she should be taking it or she shouldn't be taking it, Father God, that you will speak to her, Father God, and speak to someone around her. What medicine do you want her to be on? Because everybody can't take the medicine. That's what I find out. Everybody can't take the same medicine. So, Father God, I ask that you give the doctor wisdom and give her wisdom, Father God. Give her, even in a dream, give her word of what medicine you want her to take and which one you don't want her to take. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
And sister, What you tell me after the cayenne pepper put on my feet?
I got it all wrote down, Sonya.
Okay.
Yeah, I wrote it all down. And I'll text it to you.
Okay, because I dropped it.
Yeah, I got it.
Tried to get back on, but it took me a minute.
Yeah, but I already wrote it down. So I got everything she said. And then
thank
it's recording.
My dear God.
You're welcome. Is there anything else?
Well, you can pray for me as you lay it.
I sure will. And so, Father God, I thank you for your daughter. Father God, I thank you for everything the enemy and the adversary is trying to hold in the courts of heaven, Father God. You did not really settle in heaven, Father God. So if it's settled in heaven, it's settled on earth. So let it be settled in her household with her family, Father God. Everything that the adversary, the enemy, is trying to keep in the courts of heaven against her and against her family, you'd already released the gavel, Father God. And Father God, we thank you for restoration. Father God, that you are going to restore it all. Everything she thinks she lost, Father God, you're going to restore it all. Even relationship with family, Father God, and relationship, I don't know, do you got a daughter?
I got two daughters. One of them is backslider, the other one's saved.
Well, I see a relationship that's going to be stored with a daughter. And so don't even worry about it. God going to restore that relationship. And when she come back, just embrace her and love her. Don't try to beat her inside the head or nothing like that. He's going to restore that relationship. But there are some things that he's going to deal with her with. And so continue to have that faith that God is going to restore her and that she's going to come back to her first love. And I pray over every mother and daughter relationship on her, including mine. Father God, that you restore the mother and daughter relationship. But Father God, I ask that all daughters will have a relationship with you, that they will submit to you, Father God, that you will reveal their true identity unto them, Father God, and that you will reveal yourself unto them. And Father God, that you will show up and love them, Father God, as your daughter, as your bride. And so I declare and decree it, Father God, that the relationship with daughters and mothers will be restored in the name of Jesus, Father God. I ask that you heal the broken heart, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I speak that you are a forgiving God, that they will forgive one another as you have forgiven us, Father God, as you carried that tree. It was for us to know how to forgive each other, Father God, and give them peace in that relationship. Give them peace. And so, Father God, I thank you for, you know, rearranging her household. I don't know what that is, rearranging your household, but it's going to be rearranged for the good. And so, Father God, I thank you for the rearrangement that you're doing with her household, the rearrangement that you are doing in her life, and that, Father God, that she will continue to trust you. She will continue to press her way through, keep pressing. And Father God, I thank you for this stage, this season, that it's time for you to birth something. It's time for you to birth, and it has something to do with ministry. That Father God, I ask that you give it to her so loud and clear that she won't even be second guessing. She won't be stopping go. She will not be stopping go. That's what I heard. She will not be stopping go in this hour, but she will go. She will cross over. She will not be at a crossroad anymore. But Father God, speak that ministry that she will be able to speak in women's lives will come forth, that this birthing that she birthed. And I don't know if you write or you know about writing a book, but let it be so.
Okay.
Let it be so.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let it be so, Father God.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be so in this hour and this season.
Let it be so, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. You know, that's definitely God. I mean, I've heard that several times about, you know, going forth in ministry and, you know, even about a prophetic gift and stuff like that. So somebody asked me that other day, was I a minister? I said, yeah. I said, I'm not going to tell anybody else no.
Right.
Because, you know, it's God that calls, equips, and qualifies. You know, it's not man,
right,
like you said. And I'm just ready to do whatever it is that God is requiring me to do. As long as he leads me, and like you said, for it to be clear without a doubt, I will definitely follow.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Well, continue
Thank
to
you.
Do what he tells you to do. Do it. Do it.
Yes,
if he tells you speak, you speak.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you so much.
Her name is Miss Sonya.
Sonya. Mm-hmm.
How's she feeling?
Yes.
How you feeling?
How you?
Right now, I feel pretty good. With all the information. I praise God because my work is not through.
No,
That's right. That's right. You keep holding on to the faith.
Yes. Keep believing.
Amen. God is performing miracle, and I'm asking him to do a miracle. Have that faith and belief in miracles. The enemy got to take his hand off.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Great testimony.
Yes.
We serve.
Say that again. What'd you say, Cecilia?
And said, what a mighty God we serve.
We serve, yes.
That's right.
That's right. What a mighty God we serve. That's right. I sang that song sometime. What a mighty God we serve. And he's still a miracle worker. And you speak the word over yourself and you command your body to line up. You keep speaking until it breaks.
That's right. Don't doubt.
Amen.
No matter what it looks like, don't doubt.
Amen. But ladies, is there anything else, ladies?
No, ma'am.
Anything else?
Appreciate it.
Well, thank God
for you.
No, thank God for y'all. And, you know, y'all have a blessed weekend. And, keep calling us back for the praise report.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like for us to pray for you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the angels that are in the midst of her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Angels that come
Lord.
By your blood and hide
yes,
by the cross so the enemy can't destroy her. We thank you right now.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this.
We thank you, Father.
Let her keep the spirit of your fear, Lord.
Yes,
when Lord. It comes in like a blood, raise up the standard against it.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we thank him right now. For the overdue rewards that are on the way.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Name, we thank you.
Thank you, Father.
We asking you in Jesus' name, Lord, to have your way. Give
your way, God.
Wisdom and knowledge, Lord. We thank you for this great way. We thank you for her ministry, Lord.
Yes, God.
Asking you right now just to keep on doing what you're doing.
Yes. Yes,
we thank you right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Your will.
God.
We thank you for the way that she's stayed before you in prayer.
Yes.
In the word, Lord.
Yes,
we thank you right now. She has you. Bless her in such a mighty way.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you right now, Lord.
Right now, Jesus.
Lord, and she needs a miracle.
Yes, Father.
And you right now.
Amen.
Just do it, Lord. Do it for her.
Yes,
do it,
thank you.
Jesus,
Lord.
Lord, you have not forgot her labor.
Yes, yes, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let her promises, even the ones that she got when she was younger.
Amen.
You think how you've had your hand upon her.
Amen.
When you tried to destroy her life, thank you. Keeping her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we magnify.
Yes, God.
Yes, Father.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Let her have a double a portion of what you do.
Thank you, Father.
Lord. Name of Jesus.
For your mercy and goodness. We thank you for your prayers.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
How you're bringing them together, Lord.
Thank you.
A different way. Lord, we're asking you right now to just let her be blessed in the eyes of her family.
Yes, Father.
Running to you in the name of
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your holy name.
Yes,
thank you.
Bless your name.
We love you, Lord. We love
Jesus.
You.
Yes, we do. We do, Father.
Yes. Lord.
Thank you,
God.
Jesus'
name.
Good God with her.
Yes.
Yeah.
People didn't believe her when she told things would happen.
Come on now.
And let people know that she is the true woman of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
We ask you for the angel Jehovah Jireh for her provision.
Yes.
Providing the camels are coming in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Provision and blessings. We
thank you,
Lord. Overtake her.
Thank you.
Yes. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
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 Now just touch and agree with her in prayer for you.
Amen.
God will do it. Amen.
Amen. Wow. Yeah. I tell you, the
Holy
Spirit.
Loves.
Go ahead.
She loves to pray. I was just saying she loves to pray.
Yes, and the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. did speak to her, baby, because I tell you yes. what. She was on it. I mean, the Holy Spirit did reveal some things, even when people yes. didn't even believe her. Come on.
All right.
When nobody
yep.
with the Holy Spirit, honey. Come on, she did some things, honey. I was hearing.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. But the devil wants to stop that.
Yeah.
That's why he afflicted her with a stroke
yeah.
more than
Come
one
on,
time.
Man.
But we
yep.
trust in God for a miracle because mm-hmm. she definitely has a work to do.
Yes.
And the devil don't want her to do it.
Mm-hmm. He come out of the strongest ones.
Yep.
They know how to get their prayers yes. up to heaven.
Yes.
Yeah. But we stand.
All right.
Stand. He's going to strengthen you. The Lord is your strength.
Amen.
You've been standing. You've been standing. You've been standing.
Strengthen your shield.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
I believe it. I feel it. It's already done.
It's already
Amen.
Done. There you go. It's already done. It's already,
already done.
Done. That's right.
Amen.
It's already done. Thank you,
Amen.
Father. It's already done. God bless both of you. And y'all have a blessed weekend. And thank you for praying for me. And I come in agreement with that prayer. And it is so.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Amen.
Okay, we have one more caller with their hands up. I'm going to go ahead and take this last caller. If I can click on the thing. Okay, what's going on here? Okay, wait a minute. Okay. I'm coming. 828-989. Miss, who's calling? Where you coming from? Okay, 828-989. I hope they can hear me. 828-989. All right, they must have hung up. Okay. Well, we had a lot of people on here, but they hung up. I got disconnected, so I thank God for those who continue to call in, those who stayed on the line and didn't give up. God bless you. God bless you. Because, you know, like I said, things do happen that we don't have control over. 251-342.
Hi, this is Latrice. How are you?
I'm doing great. I can barely hear you, Latrice, Sister Latrice.
I'm sorry. I said, go, God.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It was somebody called named Kimberly, but I had got disconnected, and I thought she was going to call back, but I believe she heard what was said about, you know, the Holy Spirit spoke to her. So I thought she was going to call back.
Oh, I thought she did. I was in church, and I was leaving when I got your text. So I thought she did. I texted her. She said okay, and so I don't know.
So you know,
but
she
Kimberly is a classmate of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
She can go back and listen to the show, the prayer.
I better know.
All right. Well, is there a prayer request you have tonight?
Well, I'd like for you to pray as the Lord allows, but I definitely want prayer for my children.
Mm-hmm. So, Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing. And you know, Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing with the children. You're working things out, but it's a due season. It's in your time. I thank you for working things out, Father God, for the good when it comes down to your daughter, Sister Latrice's children, Father God, that from her sons to her daughter, Father God, you touching all of them. It might not seem like it, but Father God, you are touching them, and they will walk in wise decision in this hour. They will walk with wisdom in this hour, and Father God, they will draw now unto you in the due season. Father God, and that season is coming very soon, and I thank you
for
the season that you are going to draw her children unto you, Father God, and when you draw them unto you, there will be no wavering, and there will not be going back, but they will follow you, Father God, for the rest of their lives. And so, Father
thank
God,
you, Lord.
I thank you, Father God, when I just pray that this will be a hour that your daughter will celebrate. Let it be a celebration with her, Father
thank
God.
You, Lord.
You are doing new things with her, and that you are doing things in order with her. Everything's going to line up the way it's supposed to line up, Father God. And I just hear this is a season for you to celebrate. Don't do nothing else but celebrate. If you got
thank
to celebrate,
Lord.
Blow some celebration stuff, you celebrate. You worship him in celebration because he are doing a thing in your life. And this thing that he's doing in your life, and he has spoke to you about it, be quiet. You don't got to tell everybody. When it start manifesting, they would know that it wasn't nothing but the goodness of God that have been with you. Just be quiet and let God show up and show the result. And that's what I heard. Let the result be shown, because they're going to be a good result. And so, Father God, I thank you for the good report and what you're doing in your daughter's life. So he just wants you to be quiet, celebrate, and keep it moving. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, God. I thank you. I thank you. I received that word. And I decree blessings upon you, LaShawn, for all the things that you do.
Amen.
And the time that you spend with God's people, and know that it is not unnoticed by
amen.
God. And
amen.
He is mindful of you, and every need that you have, he's going to fulfill it, and you don't even have to ask.
Amen.
Just look up, and it'll be done. When you turn around, it's going to be done. The
amen.
Heavens are weighted with the good things for God's people. And
amen.
Because the heavens are weighted, they're getting ready to fall down on his people in Jesus' name.
I
so expect it.
Yes.
Any and every day. Expect to be blessed. Expect to be prosperous. Expect to move on, because he's going to do it for you.
Father.
In Jesus' name. And it is well in spite of.
Amen.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You.
And I do thank you. And you have a good night. Sister Latrice has got to hit the bed.
Okay.
And
have
we do tell him thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, well, we're going to go ahead and end the show. Thank y'all for calling in. God bless you. Like I say, keep our family in your prayer. Keep my mom in your prayer. And my Amos, they lost their brothers. You know, keep me in your prayer for strength. I don't know. As soon as I got on the radio, I started having headaches and stuff. So we do rebuke it. I am in good health, as well as my soul prosper. So keep me in your prayer. There was a tack that came as soon as I got up on the radio. So I'm standing firm, and I'm healed, and, you know, my soul prosper, and I command this headache. I command anyone that's dealing with headache or high blood pressure that you will have peace tonight. You will have sweet sleep tonight. We bind the hand of the adversary, every fiery dart that's coming, that's shooting out tonight. We command it to fall. We command that God fire, that he will breathe his breath of fire and burn up every arrow that have been shot at our home, against our family. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we ask that you cover the airways. We ask that you be on the planes, on the train, the bus. Father God, protect those Uber driver, Lyft drivers. Father God, we ask that you go on the highway and byways and release the angel over the bridges. Father God, every demonic activity that's going on tonight, Father God, we ask that you release your war angel and your gatekeeper, your true angel, Father God, that fight the battle. And Father God, we ask that you walk with our children, our grandchildren, keep them protected, keep the hedge of protection around them. Father God, yeah, I feel that breaking right now. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for healing our body. I thank you for touching our mind. I thank you, Father God. And Father God, I ask that you go into the hospital right now in Fort Worth. Go into the hospital that's in Dallas. Go to the Cook Church and Baylor Hospital, Methodist Hospital, every hospital in St. Louis, the hospital in Arizona, North Carolina, South Carolina, Atlanta, New York, Father God, every hospital that's in Nigeria, every hospital that's in Uganda, every hospital, Father God, that's in Brazil, in Cuba, every hospital that's in Dominican Republic, Kenya, Father God, oh, Father God, the hospital that's in Haiti, in Mexico. Oh, Father God, release your healing anointing upon your people tonight. They would not die. They should live. I command cancer to dry up right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke depression. Oh, Father God, I rebuke the spirit of depression right now in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. I rebuke every aneurysm, Father God, that daughter, that man would not die in their sleep. I rebuke the spirit of death, and I rebuke the suicide spirit that's trying to hover over the people in the night hour. Father God, I declare and decree right now that they should live and not die. I stand on your word that you give them life and life abundantly, that if they drink from the cup from your hand, Father God, that you will fill them up and they shall be in good health and their soul shall prosper. I rebuke high blood pressure, low blood pressure. I rebuke anemia, Father God. Oh, Father God, give them a new blood transfusion. Let your DNA be inside of our body. Father God, the word tells us greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Father God, by your spirit, Father God, we speak that every dry bone, we speak to those that's on their sick bed to rise up, Father God. Revive them with the word that they should live. Revive them, Father God, that they should have life and life abundantly. Revive them. Oh, Father God, those that's in the chapel, in the hospital, crying out for their daughter, crying out for their son, crying out for their mother, crying out for their father, crying out, Father God, for their family member. Oh, Father God, revive them one more time. Give them one more chance. Oh, Father God, do not allow our family member to leave this earth without knowing who you are. Do not allow our family and our friend to leave this earth without giving their life unto you, because your son said you are the way, the truth, and the light. Oh, they cannot even get to you, Father God, until they accept who your son was. Father God, let them, do not allow them to leave this earth being lost. Do not allow allow them to leave this earth, Father God, in their wicked way, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you send help to those who crying out, saying, what must I do to be saved? Send help, Father God, crying those to those who crying out, Lord, touch my body, heal my body, heal my mind. I don't want to be thinking anymore. I don't want to be double-minded anymore. We shut the mouth of the adversary. Father God, bridle their tongue. Father God, release your two-edged sword and destroy everything that needs to be destroyed. Oh, Father God, release your fire, your consuming fire, and burn up everything that needs to be burnt up around us. Dip our children, dip our grandchildren in the kerosene of fire. And Father God, don't let us go until you burn everything that needs to be burnt up out of them. In the name of Jesus, teach them your word. Teach them thy way. Teach them their true identity. Send the true labor. Send their true evangelists to the east, the west, and the north, and the south. Send your mouthpiece, Father God. And I ask that you strengthen your watchman that's on the night tower, that stands on the wall and proclaim and sound the alarm, Father God. Let the trumpet sound over the region. Let those who have a ear to hear the sound. Let those who able to hear, to see, to hear the water that's raging, that's coming like a tidal wave. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we cover and we pray for every host that's on Prophetic Grace Network. We pray for your son Randy. Strengthen him, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you give him more, Father God. Fill him up with more. Father God, you see it all, Father God. We ask that you strengthen everyone that's on here, that's weak, that's saying, Lord, I don't even know how I'm going to make it. Father God, what is going on with me? Father God, that this too shall pass. It's just a season. We are in the season where wicked is acting up, but this too shall pass. Your body shall be restored. Your strength shall be restored. Your health shall be restored. Your mind shall be restored. And due season is coming to your household in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Restore us. You do the turn down and you do the rebuilding. Oh, Father God, build us. Built us, built us to fight for your kingdom. Built us to fight for those that cannot fight for themselves, the innocent children. Built us, Father God. Built us, Father God, the way you want to build us in the name of Jesus. And God, we glorify you. We thank you. We celebrate you. We thank you for your grace and we thank you for your mercy. Father God, which endure forever. Who is this King of glory? Father God, mighty. You are mighty God. You are holy God. And we celebrate you and we thank you. Oh, Father God, we thank you for touching the mind of your people, restoring their mind, restoring their health in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Every lying tongue, every tongue that ever lied on you, Father God, every tongue that lied on a true God, a child of God, Father God, we ask that you even cut the tongue, God, of that lying snake, that lying spirit. And Father God, we rebuke everything. For it's the python spirit that's trying to squeeze around our neck. Father God, the heaviness. Father God, forgive us for our sin. Father God, restore our household. Restore our finance. Let it be so in this hour. Let every door that need to be unlocked, every door that we need to walk through, who those that do not need to walk through this door, begin to shut the door behind us, Father God. Father God, there's many doors that you are opening this hour. Many doors of good and many doors of no good. And so, Father God, I pray that they will have strength to endure whatever you got stored for them in this hour, in this season. Father God, I thank you for Prophetic Grace Network. I thank you, Father God, for those that come on and label for your people. I thank you for the ministry, the true ministry. Supply their needs. Give them what they need, Father God. Oh, Father God, send the divine helpers. Father God, those who have a tight fist, we ask that you undo the tight fist. Father God, I ask that you bring true seer, true prophet, true evangelist, true intercessor to every true ministry. You do the building and you do the turn down. Turn down everything that's corrupted, Father God. Release your hammer, because your word is like a hammer, to turn down every rock into pieces in the name of Jesus. We glorify you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed weekend, and, you know, continue to stay on the wall. Some of y'all need to continue to stay on the wall. God bless you.
You are worthy, worthy, worthy. Jesus, your love has freed us.